So I'm going to kick off this last hour before the drinks start flowing with a little talk about metadata. I'm waiting for the clicker to get started here. We heard from TiVo around dynamic and static metadata. So I'm going to talk mostly about static metadata. And as TiVo mentioned, they were pushing things further upstream. We're going to go even further upstream on metadata, all the way to content creation and concepting, and how we metadata really is the king of your content through the entire production lifecycle.
Hang on. Sorry.
That's fine.
I don't want to ruin your flow. Where's my clicker? Here it is.
Yes.
All right, just switch the dongle. Awesome. Oh, upside down. Perfect. Left arrow.
Yep, got it.
Hang on. Yep. Oh, wrong button. Left arrow.
Yeah, well, technical left. Difficulties, please stand by.
You don't know how many CTOs have had trouble with the clicker. Oh.
Yep.
You can also just say advance.
There we go. So for those of you who might not have heard Joey speak earlier, just a brief bit about Ooyala. We provide technology for video across the entire spectrum, from content creation and workflow, playout, monetization. I'm going to speak specifically about through the lens of Ooyala Flex in terms of metadata, which is our media logistics product. We work with a number of customers. We've listed some logos up there, people in the media and entertainment space, but we have use cases across the entire spectrum. Anybody who's creating or using video as part of their business. And trusted partners, most importantly, Microsoft, who we're partnered with pretty tightly, including Adobe Telstra, who is also our parent corporation. So Ooyala Flex is, as we heard earlier today, a media logistics platform. And it can tie together all of the systems in your video production and distribution workflow and sort of seamlessly integrate them so that you can automate every step of your workflow that doesn't require a human to make a decision or to be creative. When somebody does need to make a decision or be creative, Ooyala Flex can present them the information they need at that moment to make the right decision. And a lot of that information and what they're going to be presented is going to be based on the metadata that they know about the tasks that are at hand. So what we see here is sort of a workflow of typical production, starting all the way at the left, where it's pre-production, commissioning, coming with the idea for a show, all of the stuff that goes into that. And there's a number of data objects based around that. And then production, you produce content, you ingest it, you do some post-production workflows, transform the content, all the way out to delivery of the content. In the bottom, in the circles, there's a number of different systems that are involved in the production lifecycle. Some companies have fully digitized this. There's a number of sort of analog or offline systems, but basically the workflow is there and all of these systems are there. Ooyala Flex has a number of these capabilities inherent in it, such as a MAM, but we also integrate with other third-party systems. So any systems that you may have, Ooyala Flex can just be the glue that ties all of this together, whether you're using it our systems or third-party systems. And it runs both on-premise and in the cloud. So we can run in the Azure cloud or AWS, and we can run in a hybrid model. So you can really take your entire global workforce and stitch everything together. But one of the issues you have with all this, even if you've got something tying all of your systems together, there's disparate data in each of the systems that we have. Every one of those systems has data that's in it, and quite often, the data is different. We heard earlier about sort of the black hole, right? Even if you don't have a black hole, if you have very structured metadata, the structure from one system doesn't necessarily match the structure from your next system. And what generally happens as you pass files or things off from one system to the next, you may be leaving some metadata behind. So you're taking it all the way to the end. If typical, if you upload a video to an OVP, you might just be asked for a title and description. You probably know a lot more than that, and if that's all you give it, then you've lost all of that other metadata. So the problems that we're running into is we either have a scenario where metadata is tied to the specific file. So if you have the file, you have the metadata. Once you lose the file, then the metadata goes with it. And you don't know anything about it until you have the file. So it can create complications in your workflow because you have to wait for the file to actually reach your system before you know anything about it. Or the metadata stays in the system. Again, the example that I gave of, you're handing something off to an OVP, and you only give it title and description. All the metadata that you had about it other than that has lost. You've only, you know, it stays in that system. So you end up with these silos in your production workflow of metadata that you have either created or invested in or, you know, put time and effort into getting that you no longer have access to. So Ooyala Flex takes a very different approach for this, and we tie together all of that data into a data layer that's separate from your production workflows. And so you still have the workflow that's at the top, and you still have the various systems that you might use, whether it be part of Ooyala Flex or third-party systems, your transcoders and your PAMs and your DAMs, et cetera. But Ooyala Flex separates the data from that workflow, so that now you have a common data layer that you can see through the entire life cycle of your production. So if you want to go back and find out, you know, down the road you've distributed content, you find out what content's making you money or not making you money, you might not know how much that piece of content actually cost you. How many transcode processes did it go through along the way? How many hours did it sit in your edit bay? All sorts of, you know, how much did you spend on shooting the content to begin with? Lots of information and metadata about the content that you're distributing that you've lost at some point along the way. So by tying a common data layer across your entire production and distribution workflow, you have access to, you know, real business insights around your business. So Ooyala Flex supports a number of different objects. It's not just about a video processing and taking video through. So we have media assets, which would generally be a video file and could be your raw video or your finished videos or renditions of your video. But we also have images. We heard, you know, TiVo gave an example of all the different types of images that might be associated with a given asset. We have text assets and other business objects. So again, your shooting script, your budgets, all of these objects are part of the production process. Flex can tie all of those together with a common metadata structure that gives you access to all of this as you're searching for it. And then we can group assets. So we can group things together. For example, if you are shooting a particular scene of a film, or if there's a particular episode of a television series that you're producing, you can group a number of assets together because they all relate to some logical group that you're going to be doing something with down the road. And, you know, these could be, you know, there's a number of different types of things. So your asset metadata, where you've grouped, you know, your shooting script and your budget information and shot logs, et cetera. Your business objects. So maybe you want to see how efficient a particular division of your production team is. Number of things you can group together. We have temporal metadata. So for the media assets themselves, we keep metadata by time code. So you can have mark a particular section of a piece of content and put comments against it. So if you've got review and approval steps or rights issues or maybe there's a legal review where something might need to be blurred, you can say this is the section where something needs to happen. We can also do this across images where you might have an image and you want to mark a section of the image for a particular content. Like make the, you know, brighten the eyes on this character on the cover art or the poster image, et cetera. So lots of different types of data that can be stored in there. So what the solution, as I mentioned earlier, so if you treat your metadata as a separate layer, so it's not tied specifically to your file, and if you have a system that can link things together, you can have a solution where you have visibility into your metadata, and you might get the metadata before the file is actually received, so you can start planning on your workflows and allocating the resources if you need to line up some editors to do certain things. Even before the files are received, if you can receive metadata about them, you know what you're going to be dealing with. So it's a separate entity and a separate plane from the files themselves. And then automating your workflows. As I mentioned earlier, Flex can automate every step of your production workflow, tying all your disparate systems together, as long as humans don't need to make a decision. Right, so if you know that an editor is looking for a certain piece of content and they find it, but it's in offline storage, well, there's a process for getting that into their edit system so they can edit it. And it needs to be copied from the offline storage to nearline storage, and it might need to be transcoded into a proxy and then moved into their local storage. Nobody needs to make a decision on how to do that. If the editor wants the content, he's made the decision, I want this piece of content. Flex can automate the process of identifying where it is, how to get it where it needs to be, so that you can be much more efficient in your processes. And then the number of different types of assets. So there are a number of sort of workflow engines and other things that are in the marketplace today. Flex really is a media logistics platform that covers the entire range of your content creation and distribution business. So not just images and video files, but again, business objects like shooting scripts, Excel docs, any other types of objects that you might have can all be put into the same system and have metadata associated with them. And the visibility into all of those metadata fields is defined on a very robust permissions basis. So you don't have to worry about, for example, having a budget information tied into the same system. Your editors aren't going to see how much the actors got paid, because the ability to view any given metadata field and the ability to edit any metadata field is defined on very specific rights. So somebody who's downstream might not even know that that data exists, much less be able to see it or edit it. So where are we going from here? One of the most interesting places is with AI, and this is an area where we're working very closely with Microsoft. If those of you who did not stop out at our table out front, encourage you afterward or in the networking hour to stop by and see a demo of what we're doing with Video Indexer that Martin presented earlier in terms of leveraging Ooyala Flex to automate the process for extracting high-value metadata using artificial intelligence, so speech-to-text recognition, translation of the transcript into multiple languages for presenting as closed captions on the distribution side, facial recognition, celebrity identification, topic and sentiment analysis, all that can be used for presenting related content, for targeting advertising, which is the use case that we're demonstrating out here, and doing it at scale. So it's, you know, if you've got a small amount of content, you might have a production assistant or a couple of interns pumping in some metadata, but it's not going to be consistent, and you can't do that at scale. There's the limit to how much you can do. Leveraging the power of artificial intelligence on a system such as Video Indexer, which is trainable, so you can teach it how to recognize a face, and so that the next time it encounters that face, it knows who that person is. You can teach it to start learning accents and dealing with the words that it's hearing and provide better information back to you. So it's a self-learning system leveraging artificial intelligence, and we've been very happy to work with Microsoft very closely on the tight integration of Ooyala Flex and Video Indexer. The other place that we're going in terms of metadata is a robust thesaurus capability. So metadata is great, but sometimes there's more than one way to describe something. And when you're getting data from disparate systems, normalizing all of that doesn't mean you need to force everybody necessarily to use the same terminology. If you understand that, you know, one department refers to something and another department refers to it as something else, if you know that they mean the same thing, having a thesaurus built into your media logistics platform allows each person who's interacting with the system to refer to things in the terms that they're comfortable with. They don't have to learn a new taxonomy. You can teach the system that, no, this actually means the same thing. So it just makes it a lot easier and more efficient for your production workflows. And then the last area where we're going is Elasticsearch. And this is really critical in terms of being able to find any asset anywhere. So no matter how leveraging the thesaurus of knowing what things are, if you're looking for a piece of content, or if you're looking for a shot, or if you want to find anything within your system and know where it is, you need the ability to see that. Without using Ooyala Flex, we have these siloed instances. There may be some metadata sitting in your PAM that didn't make it elsewhere, and you're searching for it, you're never going to find this piece of content. By keeping all of the metadata that you create consistently through the lifecycle of your production, putting in a robust thesaurus, and having the ability to search across all of these systems, you can more easily find content. And the quicker and more easily you can find content, the faster and better you're going to be able to create content and get it out to your audience and ultimately make some money off of it. So that's how metadata relates to content. Any questions? Right here.
We got a question. Go ahead.
I was asked, how does normalization work within your metadata layer between the other systems that are
connected? I'm just going to repeat it so that we've got it on tape. Normalization and how it relates from your metadata content to other content.
Right. So You define, Flex has a flexible, no pun intended, metadata schema. You define the metadata schema for every object within your system. So if you're getting content in, let's say, from multiple different sources, you're going to define the schema that you want to use. And even if your partners are like, I can't provide you my content with the metadata schema you want, you've got to take what I'm giving you. Here's an MRSS feed, you figure it out. Flex can do the automatic translation to understand which fields map to which within your system. So it's, you know, then gives you one way of searching for things, even if your partners have given things to you in different systems. So the metadata schema in your PAM versus your MAM versus your NRLE may be very different, but normalizing that and relating it so that you can basically take something from start to finish really is what the power of Flex does, is allows you not to have to worry about the different structures and formats from one system to the next. And if one system doesn't have a particular field, because you've moved it into that system, you don't lose it. It stays within Flex. The next system may actually surface that again. Flex knows all of that data.
Any other quick questions? Actually, that was fantastic. Mike, thank you so much. Give him a big round.